Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today's reflection is inspired by the foundation principle, each of us is greater and wiser than we appear. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for turning on this Friday's reflection. This week, I was surrounded with some serious honesty and sensitivity and an amazing sense of responsibility. On Monday, Shane Whaley was on the show. Shane is a podcast host of the show Juicing Radio, and he's from the United Kingdom, but now lives in New York City. And I have to tell you, his story really moved me. He was so open about times in his life when he was called names and about his weight, and about really all feelings of insecurity. I was really touched that he opened up to all of us in this way, and I was really interested in our conversation on how he regained his health and about juicing. What struck me most with Shane is how matter-of-factly he shared some pretty rough moments in his life. Moments that I would be so embarrassed by that I'd never want to repeat them, never mind to a global audience like all of you. This is what I would like to talk to you about today. This is what I would like to analyze within each interview of each of this week's guests. They had experiences that they're not necessarily proud. Experiences that made them feel badly in one direction or another. But something each of them did was take responsibility for their role in their life and do something about it. Shane reached a point where he said, no more. And he stopped drinking alcohol and started juicing. He stopped eating food that was not healthy and he started jogging. He held himself accountable and he demanded change in his life because the reality is, and I've been saying this a lot recently in my own life, if you work out 5 days a week and eat a healthy diet, change is inevitable. Just like if you don't work out at all, eat whatever you want and drink whatever you want, what do you think is inevitable then? There really are no surprises, but it's a lot easier because it's a lot lazier because comfort zones are just that, a lot more comfortable. More comfortable than admitting to ourselves that we have everything it takes to make positive change in our lives, that we often just simply choose not to. I would like you, while we discuss the rest of this week's guest, to keep comparing yourself and your life situation to this topic. Consider Am I taking responsibility for the state of my person and my life? And if not, how could my life move in directions that until this moment may have been foreign to me? So on Tuesday, Italian-born, Australian resident Francesco Casso was on the show. Frankie is an amazing example of how taking responsibility for your thoughts and actions changes your life. He tells us at length how he grew up in a privileged life. Not that he had so much, but that he wasn't wanting for anything. Frankie had a moment in time where he realized that he didn't appreciate that. And he felt very badly about it, that he didn't appreciate the beautiful town of Pompeii, Italy, in which he was raised. The scenery, the arts. This had such a profound effect on Francesco that he got a master's degree in positive psychology, that he based his career on helping people see and appreciate the beauty in their lives. And all of this led him to increasing his communication skills, which helped him strengthen the relationships with his family and his partner. In the interview, Francesco is very clear that he regrets the decades he was unappreciative. However, he has since taken responsibility for that. He's created a career with it, strengthened lifelong relationships, and has a website where he provides information for free in order for other people to do the same. Another example is Wednesday's guest, personal trainer Johnny Musumeci. Johnny has a pretty amazing story. As a single dad, he feels he was blindsided by his wife's decision to leave their marriage. And with two very small children and previously having been a stay-at-home dad, he was devastated. His story is not uncommon, though. As a matter of fact, it reminds me very much of another episode I did with a guest by the name of Chris Nordhaus. For Chris, his wife leaving inspired him to get back into muscle cars, which led to a whole new group of friends and activities. Chris's episode is really what Motivate Me is all about. His story answers the question, how can you make your life more exciting or more meaningful? And how can you go about it? It's the same thing for Johnny here. But John stresses on the show that the first step to this is taking responsibility. He had to take responsibility for where he went wrong in his marriage, for how he was going to recover and move forward for his friends, his family, and most of all his children. Johnny took this to the next level, though, because he used his pain and his experience to help other men with what they're going through. And he does this in a private Facebook group for men dealing with separation and divorce. He also started a second group that has all female members. And in this one, he helps women better understand the male perspective. Here, his goal is to strengthen communication and understanding between the genders. Let's face it, so many of us would or have opted to play the victim or place blame on their ex-spouse instead of taking responsibility and using their experiences to assist others and generate positivity in the world. Johnny said that the very first step to moving forward was accepting his own role in the failure of his marriage. On the show Thursday, life coach Key Dobie, our only female guest of the week, was here to teach us a lesson. Now, Key is the author of a best-selling book that just came out, and it's titled Live by Design, Not by Default: Simple Steps to Get a Career You Love. And she was on the show originally because of her passion for travel. Key has created a life and career that she loves. And she did this by taking responsibility for her future. There's no doubt in the strength of Key's words that she learned early through different types of role models. that she could take control of her future. There were those who were living in a way she admired and those who were not. He made a conscious decision to venture away from the norms, and she has a program that can help you do the same. So it's Friday, and it's my turn to talk about taking responsibility in life. And I would like to start with a question for you. When was the last time you took responsibility for the direction of your life? Do you truly understand that the direction of your life is based on your choices? The trajectory of your life can change from small things to big. It can take form in the registering for a college class or in the ending of a relationship, the starting of a new business, or the saying no to a friend. Maybe you quit smoking or started working out. Maybe you decided to work more hours or less hours. When was the last time you took responsibility for your thoughts? When did you refuse to let old school prejudice or homophobic or political thoughts tell you what you believed? When did you refuse to see yourself through the doubts of others? When was the last time you said, you know what? That's exactly what I'm not going to do. Because you realized that it's not aligned with you, that it's not aligned with who you are or who you want to be. Because you can change who you are now. You can create yourself and you can recreate yourself. You want proof? Look at Madonna and how many times she has created a new persona. Look at Michael Jordan, basketball player turned businessman. Arnold Schwarzenegger, actor turned politician. There are no rules. You make the game plan. When was the last time you decided, I'm going to move in this direction because I am responsible for my life? I hope you take this episode and re-listen to it. Find yourself in some of these examples listed or see where you are different. Use it to give yourself permission and strength to bust through what you believe you are supposed to be believing and doing in order to discover. Because when all is said and done and you get to the end of your life, how gratifying is it going to be to blame your mother or father, your husband or money, your weight, or your level of education? Wouldn't it be much more exciting to say how you almost passed up the opportunity that changed your life, but you didn't? Wouldn't it be much more exciting to talk about all that you've gained instead of all that you've lost? Listen, you've got this. I know you do. Because each of us is greater and wiser than we appear. Yes, even you. That's the end of the show, everybody. Please remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.